Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Wool Producers Australia is praising the review process of the National Wool Declaration. It's seen the definition of both mulesing and non-mulesed wool remain unchanged. AWEX will again review the declaration once an animal welfare trial of liquid nitrogen freeze branding is completed within the next 12 months. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with Wool Producers Australia Chief Executive Joe Hall.
Wool Producers welcomes this common sense approach by AWEX. We've been arguing all through this review process, which was initiated in May last year, that there should be no change to the mulesing or non-mulesing definition. And the reality was there was not enough information for any organisation to make a change to the definition based on the information that was available.
Why was it so important that those definitions weren't changed?
There's been a long-standing definition of mulesing that has been accepted by industry and also endorsed by state governments through the Animal Welfare Standards and Guidelines process. We would see any change to that definition as a shifting of the goalpost, given that industry has spent tens of millions of dollars of grower money looking for an alternative to the accepted definition. So if there was a change to this definition, it would have essentially meant that that money was a complete waste of growers' money.
As part of the five recommendations that have been adopted by AWEX, number five in regards to liquid nitrogen, and there's further animal welfare trials being undertaken at the moment, and they've said that they will be looking to review this within 12 months or when the results of these trials comes back. What's your takeaway from that?
Well, that recommendation was exactly what wool producers had been arguing for. As I said, there wasn't enough information to make this decision. We don't know where liquid nitrogen, or what they're calling sheep freeze branding, we don't know the pain results for that. So the assessment trials are being done at the moment. And to make a call on that before those pain assessment trials were completed would have been extremely premature, because the reality is that if those pain assessment trials come back and demonstrate an unreasonable level of pain, it's very unlikely that there would be uptake at the grower level of this procedure. So therefore, we would have made significant changes to the National Wool Declaration and then caused immense confusion along the trade for absolutely no reason.
And how important is that clarity throughout the supply chain, that these definitions are clear, they're concise, and industry knows what they're getting when dealing with wool?
It's exceptionally important. As I said, the definition of mulesing, which is the removal of skin from the breech and or tail of a sheep using mulesing shears, has been in place for many, many years. And to go and change that now would cause confusion, not just amongst growers, but along customers or in the supply chain.
And depending on those animal welfare trials, Joe, obviously there'll be a review when they come back in. What sort of process would you like to see take place once we have those findings?
Well, there was a process initiated for this review of the NWD and for every other review that's been conducted, where the Industry Services Advisory Committee of AWEX consider all submissions and then make the recommendations to the AWEX board. I would expect that that process is followed next time.
That's Wool Producers Australia Chief Executive Joe Hall there. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.